following is a presentation of DRG Media. You're listening to coverage of area high school sports on 100.7 FM, KMLO. You can also listen to or watch this game online at drgnews.com. Now, here's Dave Williams.
Well, welcome into battle. It is North Central getting ready to battle with Harriet Salvieri of the Thunder versus the Wolverines. And here I am again with the new guy, Dustin Stortsom. And we're already seeing a packed gym right off the bat here.
Yeah, certainly we are. And that JV game just got over. And if that's any indication of what the varsity game might be like, Harriet Selby is going to be in good shape. Dustin Stortsom alongside Big Daddy Dave Williams, Daniel Peterson in the studio running the production for us this evening. And at this time, we want to introduce our sponsors for tonight's game. And boy, do we have a list of those. And here we go, starting off with Court Trust Bank, Arts Body Shop, Mar and Beal Insurance of Selby, Bowdle Healthcare, First State Bank of Roscoe, Drake's Place in Bowdle, Uptown Market of Selby, and also Calc's Meat Market, Double M Crop Service, Turner Drug, Dakota Country Store, Campbell County Bank and Insurance of Harriet, Dale's Building Supplies, AP Express, Rock Tough, Thorsten Trucking of Selby, Ken's Food Fair, Roscoe Hardware, Harriet Concrete, Dakota Insurance Solutions, Shorty's One Stop of Selby, Seed Solutions of Roscoe, Premier Equipment, and Bank West. When we come back after a two-minute break, we'll have your keys to success, an interview with both coaches right here on 100.7 KMLO.
At Court Trust Bank, our commitment to our customers reaches beyond the monetary aspects and into the communities in which we live, do business, and raise our families. Being recognized by Forbes magazine as the 2019 Best Bank in South Dakota shows specifically the great customer service and skills of our employees and their impact in the community. We are grateful our customers see these qualities and continue to choose us as their financial partner. Thank you from all of us at Court Trust Bank in Bowdle. Member FDIC.
Nobody wants to get in an accident, but if you do, Arts Body Shop in Eureka is the only call you need to make. Arts Body Shop, the finest in auto body repair and painting, has the team to do it all. They offer complete collision repair, 24-hour wrecker service, rock chip repair, complete windshield replacement, and locksmith services. So when life throws you a dent, Arts Body Shop can pull it out. Call 284-2524. Arts Body Shop, where the service is excellent and the final result is even better.
Today, thousands of people insure their homes with Auto Owners Homeowners Insurance.
With that many satisfied customers, Mar and Beal Insurance of Selby, Java, and Pollock must be doing something right, like providing low-cost quality protection and a claim service that is second to none. And you even save money by insuring both your home and car with their no-problem Auto Owners Insurance agents. See Dan, Rich, or Sarah of Mar and Beal Insurance in Selby, Java, or Pollock, proud supporter of the Harriet Selby Area Wolverines.
So you had an appointment with a specialty physician and are cleared for 6 months. Great news, right? 6 months later, the weather turns bad, you have a family emergency, or you simply can't make your appointment. Now what? Thanks to telehealth and the interactive solutions provided by the Bowdle Healthcare Center, you can keep your appointment. Most specialty doctors' follow-up appointments can be done through telehealth, giving you peace of mind to keep that appointment. Telehealth is available through the Bowdle Healthcare Center.
Dustin Stortsom with head coach of the Harriet Selby Wolverines, Steve Sawinski. Coach, appreciate the time. Your team sits at 5-3 on the year. What's your midseason evaluation of your squad so far?
Well, we'll see after tonight. What I mean by that is we're up and down a little bit. Coming into the season, this is one of the least experienced teams that I've had since I've been here, and it's kind of shown. Some nights we look really good, really sharp. The next night we might not be as crisp. So that's hopefully something that as these girls gain more experience, that kind of evens out a little bit and we become a little bit more consistent.
A win against the South Porter Mustangs the other night, your last time out. Tell me about some things you saw in that game.
That was one where we came off a huge win against Linton on Friday, top five ranked team in North Dakota, and we were on a pretty big high. Then we went into Ashley and played South Border on Monday, and we were not nearly as crisp. Weren't smart with the basketball. Our assignments, we missed a lot of assignments. So we struggled. We didn't shoot the ball well. But one of the bright spots of that game was that we really crashed the offensive boards. We had 25 offensive rebounds. So even though we weren't really sharp, we were still hustling, which was good to see.
Coming into this game tonight against North Central, a team that's riding a five-game losing streak, trying to break out of a funk, how do you feel about your matchup against them?
I think that's another team that they're just on the rise. They're young. They're probably going through some of the similar things that we've gone through as far as being inconsistent. Some games not as good, but I definitely have seen them, watched them on tape, and they've got some young, talented players. So as the season goes on, you expect to see them keep continuing to get better. So we know that we have to play well tonight and hopefully come out on top.
What are your keys to success in order to come out with a victory this evening?
I'd like to see us take care of the basketball. There's at times this year we've been careless and sloppy with the basketball. That's one big thing. We're definitely going to have to continue to crash offensive boards. We're not a great shooting team, so we really stress that we've got to crash and get offensive rebounds. Defensively, I look for us hopefully to be a little bit sharper. We got to talk more on defense. We've been a little bit quiet. So hopefully we can get out and put some pressure on them and play solid defense.
Sounds good. Coach, thanks for the time.
Thank you.
Planning for next year is right around the corner, but do you know how much nutrients your crops will need? Fall soil sampling with CHS River Plains can help you look at each field's nutrient carryover, provide you with a more accurate farm plan, and allow you to take a position on those nutrients needed when you see fit. Plus, it'll make your life easier next spring when the planters are ready to roll and you don't have to wait. Contact your local CHS River Plains agronomist today and we'll get the pickup headed your way.
Our Keys to Success interview, Dustin Stortzum alongside Casey Vandervoorst, head coach of the North Central Thunder. Casey, give me your team's midseason evaluation. I know you guys are going through a tough stretch right now, but what are you seeing from your squad this year?
Yeah, we've just dealt with a few different challenges with some illness and now injury, and so we're just still trying to get back. You know, over break it always seems to get tough getting back into the rhythm of things, and then just having some illness hit and injuries, and so we're just trying to battle through those. And after hopefully this weekend, we're going to be all back together and hope we can finish the season all strong. So.
Who are some of the players that are injured or have been injured on your squad so far?
Yeah, last week we were missing a starter and a sub coming off the bench. This week or tonight we're out our junior, Brittany Frickson's not playing tonight, so we're starting, you know, some young girls here. We represent all grades 8 through 12 as far as our starters go. So we're young, and you know, you look at this team that's starting, they were our JV team last year, and so really the experience this year is, and just the learning that is happening is what we're looking forward to. That's a positive.
Your last game out, you guys losing just by 3 to Ipswich, 44-41. Talk about some things you saw in that game.
Yeah, we knew it was going to be a battle. We had beat them earlier in the season, and we knew they were going to be out. The ball we really struggled. You know, some of the shots just didn't fall our way, but we came back strong in the end and just couldn't hold them off. You know, partly is just controlling some turnovers and stopping the ball. You know, on defense as always is your key things there. And but it was a great game, and we knew it was going to be a battle.
Talk about this matchup tonight against Harriet Selby. They're 5-3 on the year, kind of on a hot streak right now, four-game winning streak. How do you feel about that matchup?
Yeah, it's going to be challenging for us, to be honest. They're a great team. They have some experience coming back, and you know, for us, we need to learn to control the pressure. I know we're going to see that, and they just have some great ball players there that we're going to have to try to contain.
What are your keys to success in order to come out with a victory this evening?
We need to control the tempo of the game. You know, we need to take care of the ball, the full court, you know, not turn it over. And foul trouble, we need to stay out of foul trouble. And just trying to contain, play good defense. And that, you know, hopefully that we can stay with them and make it a good game.
Coach, thanks for the time.
Thank you.
Teamwork, preparation, dedication, putting forth that extra effort that others won't. Sound like a recipe for a state championship? Actually, it's the approach at First State Bank of Roscoe to serve all of your financial needs. Good luck, Thunder, from First State Bank of Roscoe with branches in Bowdell and Eureka, your locally owned independent community bank. Member FDIC.
A relationship you can bank on. First State Bank of Roscoe.
And welcome back to Bowdell for our pregame family dental here in Gettysburg pregame show. Dustin Stortzum alongside Dave Williams for tonight's matchup. And it is now time for our CHS River Plains Keys to Success. And I think, you know, Coach Casey Vandervoort said it best for North Central. They have to control the tempo tonight if they want a shot to win this game.
Yeah, being the young squad that they are, that really is what they're going to need to do. I mean, they're facing, like she said, a Harriet Selby team that they've got this experience. They're on the win streak. They've got some confidence. So, you know, just being able to, you know, keep up with them, that's going to be a big one right there.
Yeah, it certainly is. And, you know, we will get into the starting lineups here in just a little bit. But Harriet Selby, on their side of things, they're running on a hot streak right now. Four straight wins. They're feeling pretty good.
Yeah, they and I talked to Coach Saul last week when they, you know, they played Linton there. And that was a huge win. And that, you know, they had been on a little bit of a win streak and a big win there. And that just gives you so much more confidence. And they are a solid club. Yeah, they've got a couple of, you know, leaders that do most of the scoring. But in that game that I saw, they really did a good job of, you know, balancing out other people, picking up the slack when the time was needed and scoring some points.
I know Coach Saw said that his team was a little sloppy their last time out against mm-hmm. South Porter in that interview. This seems like the game where you can work out those kinks that you were having last time out and come out with a victory.
Yeah, it's a good opportunity for you to work those plays and do those, you know, try to, like you said, clean it up. Because the turnovers, even against Linton, there were some times where they would go through spurts where there was a bunch of turnovers, which, you know, came back to bite them. So if they can continue to work on hanging onto the ball, you know, keeping control and cutting down on those turnovers, it's going to be a good thing for them in the long run.
You're certainly right. We are going to go to a quick break. When we come back, we will have your starting lineups for both sides and then tip off here on 100.7 KMLO.
All of us at Drake's Place C-Store in Bowdell invite you to stop by before or after the game. Hi, this is Ryan Drake reminding you that we have everything you need to fill up both your tank and your appetite. Choose from subs, pizzas, chicken, or one of our delicious burgers. We also carry snacks, beverages, and more. After the game, meet your friends for a beer and some snacks while you talk over the game. Or fill up your tank at the Drake's Place in Bowdell, proud sponsor of this game.
Couch Meat Market on the northeast edge of Eureka is your number one source for all your processing, smoking, and curing needs. Whether it's beef, pork, or sausage, Couch Meat Market does complete custom processing. All orders are cut and wrapped the way you want it. You are guaranteed to taste the difference when you buy our locally raised meat at Couch Meat Market in Eureka. Call 284-5218 for your appointment. You can beat our prices, but you can't beat our meat.
Teamwork is the key to success, whether you are on the basketball court or in your cornfield. Hi, this is Mike Kessel from Double M Crop Service in Bowdell. You can use my 15 years of crop insurance experience to have a winning season with your farming operation. Call me at 605-281-1551 to discuss your strategy. As a team, we can win. Double M Crop Service is an equal opportunity agency.
Turner Drug, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy since 1985. Turner Drug offers a pharmacist and staff that knows you and your family. They're always ready to answer your questions and provide you with exceptional service when filling your prescriptions. Turn to the pharmacy that turns your questions into answers. Turner Drug. Good luck, students, athletes, parents, and coaches from Turner Drug in Bowdell. Visit Turner Drug on Main Street in Bowdell. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
The Dakota Country Store, owned and operated by Performance Oil, is your bulk fuel and oil supplier in Eureka. Number 2, Ag Diesel is now available at the pump. The Dakota Country Store is proud to serve the needs of the community and proud to sponsor high school sports and academics. Good luck tonight and good luck in the classroom. For fuel and game time goodies tonight and any night, visit the Dakota Country Store in Eureka. Dale's Building Supply in Roscoe is proud to be a North Central Thunder sports sponsor. Dale's Building Supply carries high-quality lumber, siding, a large selection of shingles, decking materials, windows, doors, cabinets, paint, and much more. Let Dale and the staff help you with your next building project with their years of knowledge and expertise. They're locally owned and appreciate all their customers. Good luck, Thunder, from the crew at Dale's Building Supply in Roscoe.
AP Express of Roscoe would like to take this time to wish good luck to the North Central Thunder athletes in this game. They invite you to stop by before or after the game for great snacks, hot food, and your favorite beverages, as well as a full tank of gas. They have remodeled and now have a nice selection of groceries and seating area. AP Express is proud to be part of the area and proud to support this broadcast. They're behind you all of the way at AP Express in Roscoe.
At Rock Tough of Roscoe, they have you covered when it comes to your equipment. Whether it's new or used equipment for purchase or rental, or repair of your equipment, Rock Tough is here for you. For a complete listing of their large selection of inventory for rent or for sale, log on to rocktough.net. Give Dennis a call at 287-4133. That's 287-4133 to see what Rock Tough can do for you. Good luck, North Central Thunder, from everyone at Rock Tough in Roscoe.
Thorstenson Trucking of Selby sponsors local youth activities, athletes, and this sports broadcast of the Harriet Selby area Wolverines. Since 1943, Thorstenson Trucking has been hauling grain, fertilizer, rock, grain byproducts, and more. Thorstenson Trucking also provides CDL drug and alcohol testing. Tests are $35 and can be scheduled by calling 649-1220. That's 649-1220. Thorstenson Trucking of Selby, the people to know when there's something to go.
At Ken Super Fair Foods, you'll find great people, low prices, and family pride. We give you more, you always pay less. Ken Super Fair Foods is simply the best. From our family to your family, fresh foods, friendly service, we're dedicated to quality. Ken Super Fair Foods, we're saving money, it's a family tradition.
Roscoe Hardware is your full-service local hardware store with thousands of products for home improvement, lawn and garden, lots of home decor, and as an Ashley Furniture dealer, you can get furniture for every room in the house. Plus, they offer plumbing services and a whole lot more. Why wait for service at a big box store when you can have the personal attention you deserve right on Main Street in Roscoe? With monthly flyers, you'll find savings you can't pass up at Roscoe Hardware.
When it's time for agricultural, commercial, or residential improvements, you can rely on the guys from Harriet Concrete and Linton Concrete. No job is too big or too small. They can deliver ready-mixed concrete, crushed rock, sand, gravel, and more directly to you. With over 50 years in business, Harriet Concrete and Linton Concrete are proud to deliver quality products at competitive prices. For a quote, call Harriet Concrete and Harriet at 605-437-2455 or Linton Concrete and Linton at 701-254-4681.
Insurance can be confusing. What to insure? How much to insure? At Dakota Insurance Solutions of Roscoe, an ISB agency in Ipswich, they care about you and your needs. Give them a call to discuss your present insurance coverage to make sure you're insured properly and at a fair price. Give them a call at Dakota Insurance Solutions in Roscoe at 287-4686 or ISB Agency Ipswich at 426-6243. Dakota Insurance Solutions of Roscoe and ISB Agency in Ipswich are proud to sponsor this sports broadcast.
And welcome back. We are in Battle, South Dakota. It's Harriet Selby, 5-3, taking on North Central Thunder. They are 2-6 on the season. Dustin Sortsum alongside Dave Williams up here in the Jensen Rock and Santa Mulbridge broadcast booth. This game is sponsored
by the South Dakota Attorney General's Office. The law on the courts. First points on the board going to Harriet Selby. A three-pointer by Jenica Behrens. And that's how we'll get things started here in Bowdell. Harriet Selby going with a full court press, already forcing a turnover. Brandner coming up with a basketball. And the Wolverines will have it on top of the key. A little miscommunication as Anderson tried to get it over to the right side to Brander, but was not able to do so. Wolverines able to keep the basketball, swing it over to the left side. A deep two-pointer is up and no good by Sawinski. And we have a foul on the floor. 7:05 remaining in the opening quarter, 3-0. Harriet Selby leading North Central.
That's called on Jenica Jacobs, her first foul of the night against North Central.
The Wolverines swinging it around, trying to get it down low. Now Sawinski with the turnaround floater, and she's going to get that shot to fall from the low post. And it's quickly a 5-0 run to begin things for the Wolverines, and a foul is called that will go against Bella Brandner.
Yeah, I expect to see a lot of Sawinski down low, around the court, taking shots. She's, you know, been a leading scorer for them and playing very, very well. Great leader on the floor.
Ball tipped out of bounds off the inbounds pass, and it will remain with the Thunder. We were in Harriet last night where the Harriet boys took down North Central. A nice win for them.
A little more of an intimate gym there. You got a little bit more room right here in Battle.
Jacobs with the basketball top of the key. Nearly got it stripped away. Now she'll throw up a deep two-pointer. It rattles in and out. And the rebound goes to Brandner for the Wolverines. And they want to push things in transition. Behrens driving baseline. She'll throw up a floater. And the shot will not fall, but a foul is called. I believe that will go on Amory Vandervoorst.
And indeed, it is Amory's first of the night.
Talking to the head coach of the Thunder, Casey Vandervoorst, she mentioned that, I mean, 8th through 12th grade is represented in this starting lineup, and she was not joking. I mean, Amory Vandervoorst is an 8th grader, Caitlin Horner, a junior, Lily Beatles, a freshman, Jenica Jacobs is a sophomore, and Hope Horner is a senior. So, I mean, they literally represent every single grade in that starting lineup.
Absolutely. And, you know, even though they're young and, you know, they may be going up against this experience, down the line they're going to be ahead of the curve because they have this experience out on the floor.
Absolutely. Beetle with the basketball right now, guarded tightly by Caitlin Anderson. Vandervoorst now, top of the key, guarded by Brandner, looking around, trying to find that high post, but not able to do so as she kicks it back out to the wing. Lily Beetle with a shot. It won't fall, but she's fouled. We'll go to the line for two shots. It's the first foul on number two, Caitlin Anderson of Harriet Selby. 6-0 lead for the Wolverines early on. 5:55 to go in the opening quarter as the first free throw of two is no good. Lily Beetle at the free throw line for North Central. And the second free throw's up, and she left that one long as well. 0 for 2 on the free throws. Bella Brandner coming down with a rebound for the Wolverines, and here they go the other way. Sawinski, layup shot. No good. Offensive rebound going to the Wolverines. Rosso's able to come up with that. The Wolverines now swinging around to the right wing, and that three-point shot is up no good by Caitlin Anderson, but the put back by Jada Rosso. She gets it to fall for two from the low block.
Three offensive boards right there in that series, and we're going to see that all night. She is going to make her presence known down low.
An 8-0 lead for Harriet Selby over North Central in the opening quarter here in Bowdell. Vandervoorst with the basketball. Handing it off. Horner has it in the left corner, and a battle for the basketball goes out of bounds. It will stay with North Central. 5:08 to go in the opening quarter. 8-0. Harriet Selby leading the Thunder. Jenica Jacobs will inbound this one from the corner. And a little miscommunication there on the inbounds play. They were able to get it in to Amory Vandervoorst, but everyone just kind of looked around there for a few seconds.
They looked a little confused right there. Are we supposed to go now?
Vandervoorst on the drive, and
a carry. Called there on Horner. So a turnover for North Central. Harriet Selby will take over with just under 5 minutes to go in the opening quarter. Jenica Behrens brings this one across half court. Pass knocked away, but Brander able to get it back. Now she'll swing it to the left side. Now back to Brander on the right wing, and she'll swing it back over to the left side. Behrens for three. That's up no good. But an offensive rebound again going to Harriet Selby, and they'll set things up again. Rosso swinging it down low. Jenica Behrens off her fingertips, and that one will go out of bounds. Turnover for Harriet Selby. North Central will take over, 4:27 to go in the opening quarter, and a timeout called on the floor. We'll take an Ectegra timeout as well. When we come back, we'll have more first quarter action between Harriet Selby and North Central right here on 100.7 KMLO.
It's game time, and at Shorty's One Stop, Wanda and the staff wants to wish the Wolverines good luck. It's with pride that they support your athletic dreams and ambitions. Fuel your games with hustle and remember that it's teamwork that makes the dream work. They have your favorite candy bar or salty snack, thirst-quenching beverages, plus top-tier Senex gasoline available 24 hours a day. Remember, Wolverines, stand tall, talk small, and play ball. Good luck, Wolverines, from Shorty's One Stop in Selby.
Welcome back to Bowdell. North Central with the basketball, but they trail Harriet Selby 8-0 early on with 4:20 to go in the first quarter. Dustin Stortzum alongside Dave Williams, and right out of the timeout, Sophia Vonwald comes up with the steal for the Wolverines. Now they're fighting for it in the corner. Jenica Behrens comes up with a basketball. She dribbles it to the low post and throws up a shot that's going to be left long, and an offensive rebound again going to Harriet Selby as they swing it back around to the left elbow, and Kendall Sawinski gets nothing but net, and that lead is now up to 10.
Yeah, another great board. Maya Ebel in off the bench, and we'll see her coming in and out, and she's another one that's going to, you know, work the boards pretty hard.
3:40 to go in the opening quarter, 10-0, Harriet Selby over North Central. This was the same problem that North Central had in the JV game. They just struggled to find the bottom of the net.
They did, and a lot of these same girls had the opportunity to be out on the floor, but, you know, it's getting that experience. That's the important part.
And just as we say that, Janessa Jacobs hits one from the right elbow, and North Central on the board. It's 10-2, Harriet Selby, with 3:12 to go in the opening quarter. Shot from the low post is up. Sophia Vonwald cannot get it to hit, but another offensive rebound, and now Behrens will take a shot just inside the three-point arc. That won't fall. And Ebel comes down with an offensive rebound. Harriet Selby still with the basketball. Under 3 minutes to go in the opening quarter. Ebel from the baseline. She'll throw up a jumper. That won't go either. Fighting over the basketball now is Behrens and number 22, Hope Horner of North Central. Jump ball is called. Possession arrow going to the Thunder. North Central just struggling to get these defensive rebounds that they so desperately need early on. Some more full court pressure from the Wolverines. Thunder able to get this one across half court. Beadle with the basketball. Back outside, Amory Vandervoorst. Guarded closely by Vonwald. Lily Beadle now in the corner. Back out to the right elbow. Horner has it. Swing it to the left wing. Back to Vandervoorst. Vandervoorst to Batty, and it's stolen away. Behrens trying to go coast to coast, and a foul called. So she will go to the line for two shots.
Fourth team foul. That's the first one on Ella Batty out there for the Thunder.
Harriet Selby leading North Central 10-2 with 2:14 to go in the opening quarter. First free throw falls for Behrens. Trying to extend this lead out to 10. And she can make the second one. And that free throw is going to bounce off the back of the rim. Defensive rebound for the Thunder. And here they go the other way. Jacobs. Over to Batty. Batty gets it stripped away again, though. Sawinski, she's looking to go coast-to-coast the other end for Harriet Selby, and she's fouled at the rim, and two shots coming up again for the Wolverines.
And exactly what North Central didn't want to do. You know, the coach said, you know, we don't want to foul a lot. Already their fifth foul here, the second one on Vandervoorst. So, you know, that's something they've got to clean up real quick here.
I forgot to mention this in the pregame, but Brittany Frickson not playing tonight for North Central. She's our leading scorer, and, you know, a team that's already in a funk, it certainly doesn't help when your leading scorer is not on the floor helping you.
No, not at all. And that's why they're having to go so much younger. It's due to these injuries. But again, you know, it's going to get them that experience that they need a little bit quicker than, you know, probably planned in some cases.
Second free throw does not fall, but right after the defensive rebound by Hope Horner, she throws it out of bounds. And so another turnover here for North Central. The Wolverines have the basketball on top of the key. Caitlin Anderson with it as she sets things up and swings it to the right side. Sawinski driving to the rim, and she lays it in for another 2 points. Harriet Selby, 14, North Central, 2.
Rosso's back on the floor as Evo gave her a little bit of a break. So now she's back out there, and, of course, she's going to be looking down low for those rebounds.
Full court pressure here for the Wolverines, and they force another turnover. Caitlin Anderson was the one to strip it away, and it went off a Thunder player.
And that is something they're very good at, is that full court pressure.
Deep two-pointer up, no good by Albee. Offensive rebound goes to Behrens. Her turnaway floater will not fall. And another turnover here for the Thunder. Albee got right in there and was able to force that ball away, and now she has it top. The key will be fouled.
Yeah, looks like Lily Beadle will get called for that one, and indeed, that's her first as she tripped her up, not on purpose. They just kind of got tangled up, and she gets the foul.
Stephanie Albee to the right wing, now trying to get it down low, but a travel called. Caitlin Anderson was the Wolverine with the basketball, and she could not get her feet set in time, so a turnover there on the travel call, and now we'll have a substitution coming into the game for Harriet Selby, as it looks like Kendall Sawinski will check back in. Stephanie Albee will head back to the bench with 1 minute to go in the opening quarter. 14-2, Harriet Selby over North Central. Here's Horner. A low block, swinging it back outside. That's going to be an over and back call, though. A turnover for North Central.
And while we got a break here, driven by the Office of Highway Safety, 100.7 FM KMLO, Lowry Mowbridge, if you drink, don't drive.
Clock down to 50 seconds. We have 33 on the shot clock. Behrens to Sawinski. Now Brander throwing up a shot. She's getting double teamed, and that won't fall. As the ball rolls out of bounds, and North Central will take over. 41 seconds to go in the first quarter, 35 on the shot clock, so 6 second differential there. Still full court pressure coming from the Wolverines, and they nearly got another turnover. Behrens coming in to deflect that pass over to Caitlin Horner.
Nice snag there by Coach Saul on the sideline.
Horner to inbound for North Central. She gets it into the corner. Jenessa Jacobs finding a wide open Lily Beadle from the right wing, but she cannot get the shot to fall. Leaves it long. Locked down to 22 seconds. Brander on the baseline for the Wolverines. Back outside to Behrens. Behrens to the high post. Sawinski to the corner. Caitlin Anderson for three, but that won't fall. Clock down to 10 seconds. The Thunder need to go here. Jacobs with three on the clock. With two, finding Horner down low. She throws up a last-second shot. It falls. And after one quarter of play here in Bowdell, it is Harriet Selby, 14, the North Central Thunder 4, and a great start here for Harriet Selby.
Yeah, absolutely, and no surprise. Jada Rossow down low, unofficially, but, you know, three offensive boards, one on the defensive side. I mean, and they are, not just her, but Brandner and Ebel. Ebel's got three offensive boards as well. I mean, they are just keeping that glass clean and keeping control of things.
We'll take a 30-second break when we come back. The start of the second quarter here on 100.7 KMLO.
With premium seed, knowledge, and customized service, Seed Solutions of Roscoe and Leola are the solution to your seed needs. Now is the time to take advantage of great financing options at Seed Solutions. Order Legend Sunflower Seed, LG, Raycorn, and Soybean Seed. Call the guys to learn about the early order programs going on now. In Roscoe, call Joel Hyman at 281-1000 or Gary Ulmer at 228-1756. Seed Solutions for all your seed needs.
Welcome back to the action here in Battle's second quarter. Just about ready to get underway. Harriet Selby, the Wolverines, leading the North Central Thunder 14-4. Some girls basketball on a Friday night. So Winsky gets the ball down low for Harriet Selby to begin things in the second quarter, and she'll get that shot to fall. So the first points
equipment
on the board in the second quarter go to the Wolverines. Jacobs bringing this one across the timeline, and it's stripped away. Barons comes up with a basketball, and a quick foul there by Jenessa Jacobs, so she's going to stop the 2 points, the automatic 2 points coming in off the steal from Jenica Barons.
Slowed it down for a moment there. That's her second foul of the night, and they are in the bonus, so that's going to be a shooting foul.
So you'd rather Harriet Selby earn it from the line than getting a free, you know,
yeah,
free layup and 2 points.
You definitely have at least a 50-50 shot that they're gonna score or not.
Barons hits the first free throw, the 1-1, so she'll get a second chance for 2 points.
Already 4 of 5 at the line tonight, Barons. She's been doing well.
Here's the second free throw coming up, and that's good as well. 2 for 2 on the free throws. Make her 5 of 6, and the timeout called on the floor. We'll take an Actegra timeout as well. When we come back, some more second quarter action on 100.7 at KMLO.
At Premier Equipment, they are committed to serving and supporting the area farmers and ranchers. Premier Equipment continues to carry the equipment you need and have the reputation to back it up. With locations in Isabel, Mobridge, Bottle, and Eureka, they can provide you with the service and selection you deserve. They would like to take this time to wish the athletes the best in this game and in your future. Let their family serve yours at Premier Equipment, family owned since 1951.
Welcome back to the action here in Battle. 18-4, Harriet Selby leading North Central with 7:38 to go in the first half. Dustin Stortzum joined alongside Dave Williams. Daniel Peterson in the studio tonight for us. The Thunder with the basketball right now, and a quick shot is thrown up from the left elbow, but it will not fall. Harriet Selby coming the other way. Barons on the right wing has the basketball. Swing it down low. Sawinski now to the free throw line. Brandner back outside. Barons a deep three-pointer. That's up no good. And it'll go out of bounds, so North Central will take over with the basketball.
And our apologies, we were, you know, planning and trying to get the video going. Unfortunately, the connection just not working so well. But not only can you listen on the radio, but you can listen online on the DRG News app as well. That's another option for you to use.
7 minutes to go in the opening half. 18-4, Harriet Selby over North Central. And shot from the high post from Ella Batty will not fall. Rebound going into the hands of the Wolverines. Brandner now crossing the timeline, swinging it across. Sawinski has it. Now looking back to the right wing to Barons. Barons down low. Rosso with the shot. It's no good, but an offensive rebound going to Sawinski. She'll take it back outside, giving it to Barons, who drives baseline, and that shot will not fall. Lily Beadle coming down with the rebound, but now she turns it over. Brandner to Sawinski, who lays it in for two. And the Wolverines now have a 16-point lead over the North Central Thunder. 6 minutes, 15 seconds to go in the opening half. Beadle with the basketball. She's on the right wing. Throws up a shot. It's no good. Offensive rebound going to Ella Batty, and she puts it in for two. Wolverines with the basketball now. Caitlin Anderson dribbling to the right wing, looking around, trying to set a play up here for Sawinski. Now she'll give it to Brander. Brander from the right elbow, handing it off. Sawinski driving baseline, and she'll get the shot to fall for two. And everything is going right for Harriet Selby right now, Dave.
It really is. I mean, if you're North Central, you just want to go down and have some solid trips and try to protect the basketball. That's, you know, really what you want to do each and every time, and just see what you can do with that.
So the Thunder turn it over again. Barons lays it in, as we were talking about the struggles that the Thunder have been having and the success Harriet Selby has had this evening. So it's now 24-6 with 5:15 to go in the opening half. Another near steal there by Caitlin Anderson as the ball's tipped out of bounds, and it will stay with North Central. Ella Batty to inbound for the Thunder. Batty looking around. She'll throw it in to the high post as that shot is up and good. Amory Vandervoort from the top of the key gets it to fall. Now 24-9 with 5 minutes to go in the first half. Harriet Selby with the lead. Sawinski to the high post. Now back outside. Sawinski will pull up for three. It's no good, but she chases down her own rebound. Takes a dribble with the left hand. Now swings it out to Brander, who drives baseline and puts up a floater that'll fall for two. 26-9, Harriet Selby over North Central. 4:35 remaining in the first half. Jacobs. Dribbling with the left hand. Gets to the left wing, and a offensive foul is going to be called. It's going to go against number 22, Hope Horner. So the Wolverines take over the basketball again. Caitlin Anderson will bring this one across the timeline. Dribbling to the right side. Now gets to the high post. Brander, nice feed to the baseline. Barron's laying it up and in for two. A 19-point lead with 4 minutes to go in the first half for Harriet Selby. Here's Jacobs for the Thunder across the timeline. She'll dribble to the left elbow. Now back outside, Amory Vandervoort with a step-back jumper just inside the three-point arc. It's no good. The ball bounced on the floor a couple times, finally picked up by a Thunder player, and a foul is called.
Yeah, Hope Horner grabbed that loose ball. Everybody just kind of looked at it there, and she went and grabbed it and got fouled in the process of trying to put it up and in.
Hope Horner to the free throw line. And the first shot is good from the charity stripe. Substitutes into the game for Harriet Selby. Sophia Von Wall checking into the game. Sophia Ritter also into the ball game for Harriet Selby. As a second free throw up and no good for Hope Horner of North Central. So here come the Wolverines. Harriet Selby the other way. Sawinski on the right wing. Nice ball movement here by the Wolverines on top of the key. Back over to Sawinski just inside the three-point line, and that shot left long. And so coming down with the rebounds is Jacob. Jacobs crossing the timeline, setting up the play. She dribbles to the right side, hands it off. Amory Vandervoort on the charity stripe right now with the basketball. She'll hand it off to Lily Beal, who throws up a shot. It won't go, but an offensive rebound, and that one will fall. 28-12, Harriet Selby with the lead with 3 minutes and 7 seconds to go in the first half.
And those are the types of trips that North Central really needs. Something positive. You know, they were able to get their offensive rebound as, Beetle scooped up her own rebound and put it back in. And, you know, it's those little things that you're able to work on the floor.
Ritter with the basketball for the Wolverines. Swing it across now. Sawinski has it on the right elbow. Back outside. Albee with a shot. That was Sophia Ritter with the shot. It won't fall, and now a foul is called.
It looks like Albee, that's going to get called on that one. Your first of the evening here.
2:42 remaining in the first half. Harriet Selby, 28, North Central, 12. Jenessa Jacobs will bring this one across the half-court line for the Thunder. Barron's guarding her closely. She'll hand it off. Vandervoort now guarded tightly by Von Wall as she gets it down low, and a foul call.
And that was going to be evil. Put her hands up. Are you sure? I don't know about that. Yeah, they're pretty sure.
Hope Horner was the one fouled on the low block right there. And now we'll have some substitutions. Almost a full set here for Harriet Selby. Kaitlin Anderson back into the game. Jada Rosso also checking in. And a 5-second violation call. Things are going from bad to worse for North Central in this first half, Dave.
They really are. I mean, they're having a tough time out there. And, you know, I know it's cliche, but taking it one possession at a time, that's really what they need to do and kind of learn from this and grow.
Barron's on the right wing trying to feed it down low and a foul called. Maya Ebel and Hope Horner have been jawing down low time. It's been physical on
yeah,
the low block.
They've been pushing each other around and Horner hit the ground pretty hard there and fouled Ebel in the process. And it looks like it's going to be a little time to chat on the sideline.
So in timeout on the floor, we'll take an Actegra timeout as well. When we come back, the conclusion of our first half between Harriet Selby and North Central right here on 100.7 KMLO.
From the early days of South Dakota statehood through today's digital revolution, BankWest has remained committed to helping customers and communities succeed. BankWest Associates uphold this commitment by developing innovative products, tailoring financial solutions to customer needs, and actively supporting community causes. For a bank committed to helping you and your community prosper, choose BankWest. BankWest, convenient, connected, committed. Member FDIC.
This game is sponsored by the South Dakota Office of Highway Safety, who celebrates being part of the team and reminds you that snow means slow. 28-12, Harriet Selby leading North Central. Dustin Stortzum alongside Dave Williams, Daniel Peterson in the studio for us this evening. Free throws coming up for Harriet Selby. And at the line, Maya Ebel. As the 1-on-1 free throw rattles in and out. Offensive rebound going to Anderson on the baseline. She'll swing it back outside to Brander. And now the Wolverines will set things up. Here's Barron's from deep. That's up no good. Off the back of the rim and the rebound going into the hands of Kaitlin Horner. And now Jacobs will set things up on top of the key. She'll dribble to the left side, handing it off. Lily Beadle back to the right elbow, who dribbles and drives into the low post, but cannot get that shot to fall. Kaitlin Anderson coming down with the basketball, and she'll bring this one across the timeline. Bounce pass to the right side. Barron's has it. Down low feed to Rosso, and she left that shot long as well as the Thunder come down with the rebound, and now a foul called with 1:31 to go in the first half.
Yeah, Rosso, a nice feed down there, but she just kind of found herself a little too far under the basket to get a good angle on that, and just didn't fall.
Kendall Sawinski coming back into the ball game for Harriet Selby. Maya Ebel will head to the bench with 1:25 to go in the first half. Vandervoorst getting this one across the timeline. Pass it to the left side. Three-pointer is up and good. Kaitlin Horner right between the eyes from downtown, and that brings North Central within 13. It's now 28-15, Harriet Selby. Barron's back to Anderson, who swings it to the left side. Sawinski down low, takes a dribble. Now a great pass to Rosso, who cannot get the shot to fall, but she gets her own offensive rebound and puts it in. Count the basket and a foul.
Yeah, another offensive board. Fourth down low on the offensive side. Seven overall here in the first half. So there she is, making her presence known, as we knew she was going to do.
The and-one free throw is up no good. Rebound going into the hands of Kaitlin Horner for the Thunder. She'll bring this one across the timeline, handing it off to Jenessa Jacobs, who gets to the rim. The shot will not fall, but a foul's called.
Yeah, came in strong and took on two Wolverine defenders. Didn't get the shot, but she is going to get to go to the line. And this is where they need to take advantage when they are at the charity stripe. You've got to get those points.
30-15, Harriet Selby leading North Central, and if you eliminate even half of these turnovers for North Central, they're right in this ballgame.
Yeah, they really are. I mean, that's what's really, you know, hurt them here. They've been keeping up, and you know, yeah, they've been out-rebounded, but there's, you know, if they could, you know, clean up the turnovers, get some more rebounds, they could pull back within, you know, close to this one.
Second free throw will fall, so one of two for Genesis Jacobs. That makes it a 14-point game, 30-16. Harriet Selby leading North Central, 42 seconds to go in the first half. Ritter, the left side, Sawinski dribbles between the legs, now finds a wide open Behrens from the low right block, and she'll put a shot up, and it'll fall for two. 28 seconds to play. Shot clock is turned off. Vandervoorst wanting to go with a little tempo, but she gets her pocket stripped right there, and a turnover for the Thunder. The Wolverines will have an opportunity now for the last shot. 15 seconds to go. Behrens has it top of the key, swings to the right side. Sawinski now dribbling with the right hand. Clock down to 8. Ritter back to Sawinski with 5. She'll get the screen from Rosso to the left side. Behrens a three-pointer. That's up for nothing but nylon. Jenica Behrens right between the eyes from downtown to finish the half for Harriet Selby. And the score on our Real Tough Livestock Equipment scoreboard, Harriet Selby 35, North Central 16. We'll go to a quick break. When we come back, we will have your Fresh Start Market halftime show. All that coming up right here on 100.7 FM KMLO.
At Fortress Bank, our commitment to our customers reaches beyond the monetary aspects and into the communities in which we live, do business, and raise our families. Being recognized by Forbes magazine as the 2019 Best Bank in South Dakota shows specifically the great customer service and skills of our employees and their impact in the community. We are grateful our customers see these qualities and continue to choose us as their financial partner. Thank you from all of us at Fortress Bank in Bowdell. Member FDIC.
Nobody wants to get in an accident, but if you do, Arts Body Shop in Eureka is the only call you need to make. Arts Body Shop, the finest in auto body repair and painting, has the team to do it all. They offer complete collision repair, 24-hour wrecker service, rock chip repair, complete windshield replacement, and locksmith services. So when life throws you a dent, Arts Body Shop can pull it out. Call 284-2524. Arts Body Shop, where the service is excellent and the final result is even better.
Today, thousands of people insure their homes with Auto Owners Homeowners Insurance. With that many satisfied customers, Marin Beal Insurance of Selby, Java, and Pollock must be doing something right, like providing low-cost quality protection and a claim service that is second to none. And you even save money by insuring both your home and car with their no-problem Auto Owners Insurance agents. See Dan, Rich, or Sarah of Marin Beal Insurance in Selby, Java, or Pollock, proud supporter of the Harriet Selby Area Wolverine.
So you had an appointment with a specialty physician and are cleared for 6 months. Great news, right? 6 months later, the weather turns bad, you have a family emergency, or you simply can't make your appointment. Now what? Thanks to telehealth and the interactive solutions provided by the Bowdell Healthcare Center, you can keep your appointment. Most specialty doctors' follow-up appointments can be done through telehealth, giving you peace of mind to keep that appointment. Telehealth is available through the Bowdell Healthcare Center.
Teamwork, preparation, dedication, putting forth that extra effort that others won't. Sound like a recipe for a state championship? Actually, it's the approach at First State Bank of Roscoe to serve all of your financial needs. Good luck, Thunder, from First State Bank of Roscoe with branches in Bowdell and Eureka, your locally owned independent community bank. Member FDIC.
A relationship you can bank on. First State Bank of Roscoe.
Pre-game time is food time, and at Fresh Start Market, we have you covered. This is Kayla inviting you to stop in and check out our fresh produce, awesome meat selection, and snacks for when you're on the go with harvest and the busy school year. And don't forget to pick up some of our famous homemade sausage. Like and follow us on Facebook, Fresh Start Market LLC, for updates on sales, new products, and much more. Fresh Start Market of Harriet, because pre-gaming can't be done without food.
Welcome back to Bowdell, where Harriet Selby leads North Central 35-16. Dustin Storch alongside Dave Williams, Daniel Peterson in the studio for us tonight. A great start for Harriet Selby out of the gates, and they kept things rolling through that second quarter.
Yeah, they really did. No surprise, a lot of Kendall Sawinski scoring. a lot of rebounds. Jada Rossow, she had 4 on the offensive boards, 2 on the defensive end. You also saw Ebel come in. She picked up a handful of boards as well, and they are just, you can see them. They're working on those plays. You know, like Coach said, they wanted to kind of clean things up and work on some of that stuff, and you can see that out on the floor.
This game sponsored by Montana Dakota Utilities and the South Dakota Office of Highway Safety. And they want to remind you to think twice, slow down in case of ice. We have about 5 minutes, 45 seconds to go here before the start of our third quarter. Dave, what does North Central have to do in order to get back into this basketball game?
Well, first, they've got to limit the turnovers. I mean, it got really sloppy in spurts there. If they can, you know, control the ball, I mean, they're going to face pressure from Harriet Selby on the inbounds from time to time. They've got to be able to handle that pressure. They've got to do better on the boards, too. If they can, you know, get some of those rebounds, keep Harriet Selby from getting all the offensive rebounds that they have, that's going to be a big key to getting back into this one.
You're certainly right. Make sure you guys stay tuned for our post-game show where we will name our Venture Communications Player of the Game. Make sure to stay tuned for that Premier Equipment post-game show. Again, Dustin Swartz alongside Dave Williams. Dave, what does Harriet Selby have to do in order to maintain this lead and come out with a victory?
Just keep doing what they're doing. I mean, they're cleaning the board. They're just picking the boards clean on both ends of the court. They're doing a great job. They're moving the ball around. They're not having to rush. I mean, they have gotten some points in transition, but they're not pushing so hard that they're, you know, they've been able to keep the ball and not commit too many turnovers. And, yeah, just keep doing what they did in the first half. I'm sure Coach Saul was very happy with what he saw out there. And, you know, just keep doing that, and they should be in a pretty good spot.
We're going to take a short break. When we come back, the start of our third quarter between Harriet Selby and North Central right here on 100.7 KMLO.
All of us at Drake's Place C-Store in Bowie will invite you to stop by before or after the game. Hi, this is Ryan Drake, reminding you that we have everything you need to fill up both your tank and your appetite. Choose from subs, pizzas, chicken, or one of our delicious burgers. We also carry snacks, beverages, and more. After the game, meet your friends for a beer and some snacks while you talk over the game. Or fill up your tank at the Drake's Place in Bowie, proud sponsor of this game.
Cox Meat Market on the northeast edge of Eureka is your number one source for all your processing, smoking, and curing needs. Whether it's beef, pork, or sausage, Cox Meat Market does complete custom processing. All orders are cut and wrapped the way you want it. You are guaranteed to taste the difference when you buy our locally raised meat at Cox Meat Market in Eureka. Call 284-5218 for your appointment. You can beat our prices, but you can't beat our meat.
Teamwork is the key to success, whether you are on the basketball court or in your cornfield. Hi, this is Mike Kessel from Double M Crop Service in Bowdell. You can use my 15 years of crop insurance experience to have a winning season with your farming operation. Call me at 605-281-1551 to discuss your strategy. As a team, we can win. Double M Crop Service is an equal opportunity agency.
Turner Drug, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy since 1985. Turner Drug offers a pharmacist and staff that knows you and your family. They're always ready to answer your questions and provide you with exceptional service when filling your prescriptions. Turn to the pharmacy that turns your questions into answers. Turner Drug. Good luck, students, athletes, parents, and coaches from Turner Drug in Bowdell. Visit Turner Drug on Main Street in Bowdell. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
The Dakota Country Store, owned and operated by Performance Oil, is your bulk fuel and oil supplier in Eureka. Number 2 Ag Diesel is now available at the pump. The Dakota Country Store is proud to serve the needs of the community and proud to sponsor high school sports and academics. Good luck tonight and good luck in the classroom. For fuel and game time goodies tonight and any night, visit the Dakota Country Store in Eureka. Dale's Building Supply in Roscoe is proud to be a North Central Thunder sports sponsor. Dale's Building Supply carries high-quality lumber, siding, a large selection of shingles, decking materials, windows, doors, cabinets, paint, and much more. Let Dale and the staff help you with your next building project with their years of knowledge and expertise. They're locally owned and appreciate all their customers. Good luck, Thunder, from the crew at Dale's Building Supply in Roscoe.
Welcome back to Battle. Dustin Stortzman alongside Dave Williams. Daniel Peterson in the studio for us this evening as we're just about ready to start our second half action. Harriet Selby leading North Central 35-16 as both teams head back to their respective benches and getting some last-minute words in before we start this third quarter. About 35 seconds to go here, and just want to thank some of our sponsors, Core Trust Bank, Arts Body Shop, Marn Beal Insurance of Selby, Bowdell Healthcare, First State Bank of Roscoe, Drake's Place in Bowdell, Uptown Market, Selby, and also Couch Meat Market, Double M Crop Service, Turner Drug, Dakota Country Store, Campbell County Bank and Insurance of Harriet, and as well as Dale's Building Supplies, AP Express, Rock Tough, Thorstenson Trucking of Selby, Ken's Food Fair, Roscoe Hardware, Harriet Concrete, Dakota Insurance Solutions, Shorty's One Stop of Selby, Seed Solutions of Roscoe, and Bank West. Both teams back on the floor, and we are ready to go here in Bowdell. North Central will have control of the basketball to begin things, and it's Genesis Jacobs with the basketball for the Thunder on the left wing right now, dribbling around as the play gets set up. Now she'll go to the left wing, pump fakes, swings it to the right side. Hope Horner has the basketball. Now on a turnover, Barron's with the steal. She's going to try to go coast to coast from the left block, and she gets it to rattle home.
That was one of those turnovers we were talking about. North Central just needs to do better at protecting the ball. A miscommunication there. Barron stole it and went coast to coast.
37-16, Harriet Selby over North Central. Jacobs with it right now on the right wing, trying to find her teammate Horner to cut to the low block, but a turnover again for the Thunder. The Wolverines in control. Sawinski, top of the key, handing it off to Caitlin Anderson, who swings it to the left side to Barron's. Barron's to the high post, Rosso. Back outside to Anderson, who swings it to the corner. Barron's now to the right elbow. Sawinski down low. Russo puts it up and in for two. And a quick timeout on the floor for North Central. 6:46 to go in the third quarter. It's Harriet Selby 39. North Central 16. We'll take a 30-second timeout, and we'll be right back here on 100.7 KMLO.
AP Express of Roscoe would like to take this time to wish good luck to the North Central Thunder athletes in this game. They invite you to stop by before or after the game for great snacks, hot food, and your favorite beverages, as well as a full tank of gas. They have remodeled and now have a nice selection of groceries and seating area. AP Express is proud to be part of the area and proud to support this broadcast. They're behind you all of the way at AP Express in Roscoe.
We are back in the Jensen Rock and Sand Mulbridge broadcast booth. Dustin Stortzum, Dave Williams, here with you this evening on the call in Bowdell. 39-16, Harriet Selby leading North Central with 6:35 to go in the third quarter. Right now, the Thunder with the basketball. Lily Beadle driving down low. She'll swing it back outside of the charity stripe as that shot is up and no good by Caitlin Horner. Rebound goes to Barron's, and now she'll cross the timeline. Swinging it to the left side, Sawinski to the baseline. Anderson back up top to the right side, and how about that? Another three-pointer. Jenica Barron's gets it to fall for Harriet Selby.
Feeling it from downtown as she finished off the first half with a three-pointer. Why not try it again?
Here's Horner down low. Her shot left short off the front of the rim. Rebound by Rosso. She'll kick it out to the right side. Sawinski brings it up across the timeline, who kicks it baseline. And again, Jenica Barron's gets another shot to fall, this time for two.
got the hot hand to start off the second half, and that's the great thing you see with this team. They are very unselfish. They'll get it to the person who's open and try to get them, you know, get the best shot possible on the floor.
And answering right back for two of their own, Lily Beadle for North Central gets it to go. So now the score, Harriet Selby 44, North Central 18, 5:20 to go in the third corner. Here's Brandner from the free throw line. To the left wing, Behrens now driving baseline. Bounce passes Sawinski, and she gets her shot to fall from the low block right off the glass. 46-18, Harriet Selby with the lead. Jacobs bringing this one across the half court line. She'll dribble to the right wing, who hands it off to Amory Vandervoort. She'll drive on Brander, puts up a floater. That shot won't fall. Offensive rebound going into the hands of Hope Horner, but she cannot get the second effort to fall either. Another offensive rebound for the Thunder. Horner looking to go again, and this time she leaves it long off the back rim. And finally, Brander coming down with the rebound for the Wolverines. Here's Behrens on the right wing. She jab steps, will drive to the left side, throws up a shot just inside the three-point line. It's no good. The ball rolls out of bounds, but it was actually last touched by North Central. And so the Wolverines will stay in control of the basketball. A new group in for them right now. Number 31, Maya Ebel, checks back in alongside Stephanie Albee. Sophia Ritter also in the game. And I believe Sophia Von Wall is also on the floor. Yes, she is for the Wolverines. Quick turnover off the inbounds pass. Hope Horner intercepts it for the Thunder. And now Jacobs will bring this one across the half-court line. Jacobs, the high post Horner, guarded closely there by Ebel. They've been going back and forth all night long inside the post. But a feed down low to Caitlin Horner. It'll be another turnover for the Thunder. Albee on the left wing. Nice ball move by the Wolverines on top of the key. Back outside to the charity stripe. Ritter over to Caitlin Anderson, who swings it to the left side. Albee throwing up a shot inside the three-point line. It's up no good. And the rebound going to Hope Horner. 3:35 to go in the third quarter. Harriet Selby 46, North Central 18. And Jacobs is going to turn it over. Bounce right off her right foot. Coming down with the basketball is Caitlin Anderson, and now she'll swing it across the other side of the court to Sophia Von Wald. And Anderson, now with the basketball again, she'll try to set things up here on the left side. Stephanie Albee throwing up a shot, and it bounced off the top of the backboard and went in, Dave.
Yeah, how about, you know things are going your way with a shot like that that drops, and, you know, it really is. It almost seems like Harriet Selby is, a step faster than North Central right now.
Harriet Selby, 48, North Central, 18, with 2:52 to go in the third quarter. Here's Amory Vandervoort swinging it to the baseline. Shot up, no good by Lily Beadle. An offensive rebound going to Hope Horner, and she's fouled. We'll go to the line for two shots.
She's really stepped up here in the second half. She has collected a number of rebounds, mostly on the offensive side of things, but she has really been there for North Central, and that's kind of what they need, somebody to step up and do those kind of things, work hard down low, and drawing the foul on that one.
Clock still running here, 48-18. 30-point lead, I believe. Don't quote me on it, but I think once you hit that 30-point mark, you get that continuous clock. The Thunder with the basketball still. Lily Beadle with it. She's getting double-teamed. Dribbles out of it. Now swings it to the right side. Ella Batty trying to feed it baseline to Amory Vandervoort, and that pass will get deflected away in a steal. Here's Behrens. Down low. Sawinski laying it in for two. What a beautiful feed there by Jenica Behrens.
Yeah, how about the vision on that play? From one side of the court, she saw her behind the defender and got it right to Kendall in an easy bucket.
Harriet Selby, 50, North Central, 18, and another steal. This time, Rosso deflecting the pass. Here's Behrens, who loses control of the basketball, is actually able to get it back in the right corner. Now she'll swing it down to the top of the key. Sawinski, down low to Rosso. Back outside, Brandner is going to take a three-point shot wide open. It's up, no good off the backboard, but an offensive rebound going to Jenica Behrens, and she puts it in for two.
Yeah, she is all over the place. She has been just a scoring machine here in the second half. And how about Rosso? She has scored. She's doing offensive rebounds. She's got a block, and now she's got a steal. I mean, she's doing everything out there, too.
Just a great all-around game for Harriet Selby this evening. Horner gets her pass deflected. Another steal. Sawinski, one on one down low with Ella Batty, and she'll lay it in over the top of her defender, Ella Batty, for two. Now 54-18, Harriet Selby leading North Central. Casey Vandervoorst is not happy on that North Central sideline.
Not at all. And I mean, at this point, it is tough. You know you're not going to come back, but you just want to have those successful trips. And I know I've said it in the first half. It's cliche, but one possession at a time and try to make something good happen on that possession.
The shot was no good by Jenica Jacobs for the Thunder on the other end of things. So Winsky found Behrens down low, but she left her shot long. And so the Thunder have control of the basketball. 16 seconds to go in the third quarter. No shot clock as Amory Vandervoorst is going to turn that ball over. Sawinski fighting on the floor with Lily Beadle, and the ball still rolling around. Finally picked up by Jacobs, now stripped away by Sophia Von Wald. 1 second to go in the third quarter. Sawinski will not be able to put a shot up in time, and that's how we'll wrap up quarter number three. Harriet Selby 54, North Central 18. We'll take an Integra timeout break when we come back. Fourth quarter action as we'll finish things up here in Battle on 100.7 FM KMLO.
At Rock Tough of Roscoe, they have you covered when it comes to your equipment. Whether it's new or used equipment for purchase or rental, or repair of your equipment, Rock Tough is here for you. For a complete listing of their large selection of inventory for rent or for sale, log on to rocktough.net. Give Dennis a call at 287-4133. That's 287-4133 to see what Rock Tough can do for you. Good luck, North Central Thunder, from everyone at Rock Tough in Roscoe.
Welcome back to Bowdle. Dustin Stortson, Dave Williams on the call this evening. And take a look at that Real Tough Livestock Equipment scoreboard. Harriet Selby 54, North Central 18. Make sure you stay tuned for our postgame show where we will name our Venture Communications player of the game. Driven by the Office of Highway Safety, 100.7 FM KMLO, Lowry Mobridge, buzzed driving is drunk driving. Here we go with quarter number four, and it'll be Harriet Selby in control of the basketball to begin things. Behrens has it on the right wing, swing to the baseline. Sawinski now back up top to Anderson on top of the key. She'll pass to the right side. Behrens now back down low to Sawinski, who's getting double teamed, and she'll turn over the basketball. The Thunder in control as Jacobs will bring this one across the timeline. Harriet Selby with the lead 54-18 as we begin things in quarter number four. Amory Vandervoorst getting it down low. Horner getting double-teamed by Brander and Rosso. She'll swing it back to the right corner. Caitlin Horner now has it. She'll pass it off to Jacobs at the charity strike, and Jacobs is fouled before the shot. So North Central will inbound this underneath the left block here. Jacobs to inbound. Gets it into Hope Horner in the corner, who swings it back outside. Jacobs for three. That shot is up and won't fall. Rebound goes to Brander. And now the Wolverines want to push things in transition. Horner, shot up, no good. That's just been what this offense has been doing all night for the Wolverines. Transition, transition, transition. And they're getting easy buckets that way. And the Thunder, on their side of things, cannot get the shot to fall. Behrens was already at the half-court line when the rebound came down, and Behrens will lay it in for 2 points, 56-18, 6:20 to go in the ballgame. Vandervoorst trying to feed it to Caitlin Horner. Her pass is tipped away, stolen by Sawinski, but she missed the layup. A wide-open layup there by Sawinski, and you don't see that very often from her.
No, a very rare mistake there, and she just steals it right back, and she's going to try it again, and this time she's like, that's what I was trying to do last time.
58-18, Harriet Selby over North Central. Timeout on the floor. We'll take an Integra timeout as well. 30 seconds. We'll be right back on 100.7 KMLO.
Thorstenson Trucking of Selby sponsors local youth activities, athletes, and this sports broadcast of the Harriet Selby area Wolverines. Since 1943, Thorstenson Trucking has been hauling grain, fertilizer, rock, grain byproducts, and more. Thorstenson Trucking also provides CDL drug and alcohol testing. Tests are $35 and can be scheduled by calling 649-1220. That's 649-1220. Thorstenson Trucking of Selby, the people to know when there's something to go.
Welcome back to Bowdell. Dustin Stortzum, Dave Williams, Daniel Peterson back in the studio for us. 58-18, Harriet Selby leading North Central, and just dominated from start to finish tonight, Dave.
Yeah, and I know Coach Vandervorst over there. She's, you know, she's unhappy with how things are going. Not the effort, because the girls are still out there, you know, putting the full effort in. It's just things have not gone well from the get-go. They've been sloppy, giving Harriet Selby area, who doesn't need any help, a little extra help. And, you know, some things to work on this week during practice.
Jacobs trying to finding Elena Dausch, who just checked into the game for the first time for the Thunder. But it goes in and out of her hands and out of bounds, so a turnover for the Thunder. Wolverines will take over. New players into the game for the Wolverines as well. Number 12, Sam Schilling, checks into the ball game for the first time. Shot is up and no good there from Sophia Ritter, the offensive rebound. But a foul is called that will actually go against the Wolverines, so no offensive rebound, in fact. And the Thunder will take over. 5 minutes to go in the ballgame, 58-18. Harriet Selby leading North Central. Shot is up, blocked away by Sophia Ritter. Under 5 minutes to play. Here's Ritter to the right wing. Back to Ritter on top of the key. Looking to use some of that clock here midway through the fourth quarter. Cheyenne Wirtz also into the ball game for the Wolverines right now. She just had the basketball on the baseline as she kicked it back on top. Albee to the high post. Shot is up. No good. Left it off the left side of the rebound, but an offensive rebound by Wirtz. And now going to the rim, number 21, Stephanie Albee. She can't get her shot to fall. Another offensive rebound by Sophia Ritter. She tries to put up a third effort, and that won't go either for the Wolverines. North Central finally coming down with a rebound, 58-18, 4 minutes to go in the ball game. As here's a Lily Beetle just inside the three-point arc, and she'll hit for two. 3:55 to go. Harriet Selby 58, North Central 20. Schilling on the left wing, swinging it across. Albee has it. Now back over to Ritter. And that ball is going to go out of bounds. It will stay with the Wolverines, and we'll have a couple more subs here for Harriet Selby. Brand new group for both these squads.
Yeah, a chance for some players who normally don't get a whole lot of playing time. With the score the way it is, it gives them a little bit of, you know, opportunity, game time. You might as well get them that, you know, give them that work out there.
Jockum has it to the corner. Wirtz. The fans are loving Wirtz on the court right now. She got the ball in the corner, and I swear the whole Harriet Selby side just started screaming.
They really did, and, you know, something we don't see very often. They threw it away and handed back over to the Thunder, and I've been watching Jenica Jacobs, tough floor general for the Thunder. Mm-hmm. She knows what she wants to do, and she gets frustrated when her teammates aren't where they're supposed to be.
Lily Beetle, the new floor general here for the Thunder, and she's trying to swing it down low to Abby Opp, but another turnover for the Thunder as it gets deflected away. The Wolverines in control of the basketball. Sam Schilling will bring this one across half court. Number 11, Michaela Hansen, who just checked in, receives the basketball in the left corner. She throws up a shot, and it's no good and will fall out of bounds. North Central will take over with 2:17 to go in the ballgame. Harriet Selby, 58. North Central, 20, with 2 minutes to play. Dausch with the basketball, top of the key. Harriet Selby going in the zone now, late in this basketball game. Englehart, who just checked in for the first time, throws up a shot for North Central. That will not fall off the back of the rim. And the Wolverines now with the basketball. Sam Schilling brings this one across half court. Nice crossover move on the left elbow. She'll throw up a shot, and she gets it to fall. How about Sam Schilling?
Goodness, just, you know, it looked like she wanted to pass it off. She's like, you know what? What the heck? I'll take it, and I'll make it, too.
Foul called here on the other end. Let's see who it's against.
Looks like it's going to be against Opp.
Well, yep.
That would should be her first on the night.
Inbounds play for the Thunder underneath the low block. They get it outside to the near corner. Beetle throws up a deep two-pointer, I believe. Yes, they are going to signal. It's a two-point shot just inside the three-point line. So now the score, Harriet Selby 60, North Central 22. 1 minute to play in the ball game. The Thunder in control of the basketball again. Dausch will bring this one across the half-court line. She'll hand it off. Lily Beetle. Dribbling to the right elbow, now back to the right wing. Engelhart throwing up a deep two-pointer. It's no good. Offensive rebound going to Beetle, though, so North Central still has the basketball. And a foul called on Caitlin Engelhart. That is her first foul of the evening as the clock continues to run. 29 seconds to go in the ballgame. The shot clock turned off here in a battle. And one last possession for North Central. Right elbow, shot is up, no good for Ella Batty, rebounded by the Wolverines, 11 seconds to go in the ballgame. Schilling to the right wing, now gets to the corner, Wirtz throwing up a shot, she gets it to fall, and the crowd goes wild here in the Battle Gymnasium. Cheyenne Wirtz gets a shot to fall just inside the three-point line for Harriet Selby. And that will bring the final score to 62-22 on our Real Tough Livestock Equipment scoreboard. Dustin Sortsum alongside Dave Williams. We'll go to a quick break. When we come back, we will have our Premier Equipment post-game show, and then we'll name our Venture Communications Player of the Game. Stick right here. We'll be back in 3 minutes on 100.7 at KMLO.
At Kansas.
Roscoe Hardware is your full-service local hardware store with thousands of products for home improvement, lawn and garden, lots of home decor, and as an Ashley Furniture dealer, you can get furniture for every room in the house. Plus, they offer plumbing services and a whole lot more. Why wait for service at a big box store when you can have the personal attention you deserve right on Main Street in Roscoe? With monthly flyers, you'll find savings you can't pass up at Roscoe Hardware.
When it's time for agricultural, commercial, or residential improvements, you can rely on the guys from Harriet Concrete and Linton Concrete. No job is too big or too small. They can deliver ready-mix concrete, crushed rock, sand, gravel, and more directly to you. With over 50 years in business, Harriet Concrete and Linton Concrete are proud to deliver quality products at competitive prices. For a quote, call Harriet Concrete and Harriet at 605-437-2455 or Linton Concrete and Linton at 701-254-4681.
Insurance can be confusing. What to insure? How much to insure? At Dakota Insurance Solutions of Roscoe, an ISB agency in Ipswich, they care about you and your needs. Give them a call to discuss your present insurance coverage to make sure you're insured properly and at a fair price. Give them a call at Dakota Insurance Solutions in Roscoe at 287-4686 or ISB Agency Ipswich at 426-6243. Dakota Insurance Solutions of Roscoe and ISB Agency in Ipswich are proud to sponsor this sports broadcast.
It's game time, and at Shorty's One Stop, Wanda and the staff wants to wish the Wolverines good luck. It's with pride that they support your athletic dreams and ambitions. Fuel your games with hustle, and remember that it's teamwork that makes the dream work. They have your favorite candy bar or salty snack, thirst-quenching beverages, plus top-tier Senex gasoline available 24 hours a day. Remember, Wolverine, stand tall, talk small, and play ball. Good luck, Wolverines, from Shorty's One Stop in Selby.
With premium seed, knowledge, and customized service, Seed Solutions of Roscoe and Leola are the solution to your seed need. Now is the time to take advantage of great financing options at Seed Solutions. Order Legend Sunflower Seed, LG, Raycorn, and Soybean Seed. Call the guys to learn about the early order programs going on now. In Roscoe, call Joel Hyman at 281-1000 or Gary Ulmer at 228-1756. Seed Solutions for all your seed needs.
Welcome back to Bowdle. Dustin Stortzman alongside Dave Williams, Daniel Peterson in the studio as we begin our Premier Equipment post-game show. And from start to finish, Dave, Harriet Selby dominated. I mean, we don't have an official number on the turnovers that they forced, but I would have to assume it was 20-plus. I mean, they just controlled this basketball game from start to finish.
Yeah, I would imagine so. And we expected them to play like that and come out. I mean, you've got a lot more experience on the Harriet Selby side, a lot of young players for North Central. But, boy, they put their foot down on the pedal, and they kept it there all game long.
Yeah, they certainly did. And the final score, 62-22, just... Again, beginning to end, complete domination for Harriet Selby. And I think right now would be a good time to name our Venture Communications Player of the Game. Dave, who do you have for your Player of the Game this evening?
I mean, it was a tough choice because, you know, Kendall Solinski played well, a number of assists, scored a bunch of points. So did Jenica Behrens. But the one gal who did it all, I mean, Jada Rossow down low, four rebounds on each end of the court. She had a block. She scored points down low. She had an assist. She had a steal. I mean, she was just on it tonight. So I would say that she has definitely earned that out on the court tonight, the Venture Communications Player of the Game.
And like you said before, I mean, you could have named every starter and probably the sixth and seventh girl off the bench tonight.
Absolutely.
For Harriet Selby, the way that they played. They even had, I believe it was Cheyenne Wirtz who hit a shot right there at the end. I mean, that crowd went insane.
They did.
That's awesome to see some players that, you know, don't get a lot of time and, you know, they get to come in and make a shot in a varsity game. And, you know, that's got to feel pretty special.
Yeah, most definitely. I mean, with the score the way it was, Coach Saw said, you know what, we're going to play some of these gals who don't usually get a lot of playing time in some of these tight games. And that's perfect. You know, it lifts them up. You have the crowd behind them. It's just it's a good feeling all in all for them out on the floor, too.
Well, Harriet Selby, they improved to 6-3 on the year, and they will take on Stanley County tomorrow, a Harriet Selby team who is playing some really good basketball right now, and they're going to be tough to beat tomorrow when they take on Stanley County.
Yeah, the Stanley County Buffaloes, they got to be ready there in Parkview when these Wolverines come into town. They are on a roll. They play so well together. They are, you know, unselfish on the floor. They just look for that good shot. Wherever is going to be a good one for them, they'll work down in the paint. They'll take the threes. You know, just whatever is working for them. And right now it seems like just about everything is.
North Central, they fall to 2-7 on the season. Obviously, some injuries and players being out due to illness. They missed their best player tonight, Brittany Frickson, who was averaging 10.6 points per game. And they'll look to bounce back against Langford coming up here tomorrow as there's a doubleheader there.
Yeah, I mean, it's always tough when your leading scorer goes down. I mean, and with them being a young team, I mean, you've got to have those players that step up. But with that inexperience, it's tough to find that person. You know, they came out, their effort was there all night long. You know, I tip my hat to them because they played hard from the tip off all the way to the final whistle. The effort was definitely there. They just need to work on the turnovers and hanging onto the ball. I mean, they had a lot of giveaways that, you know, they really shouldn't have. So if they can work on protecting the ball, being better at that on their trips, and they really got, you know, out-muscled on the boards on both ends. You know, that's another thing that they really need to work on. If they can improve those two things, they've got the talent there, they've got the effort, they're out there working hard, and, you know, good things will happen if they can clean those things up.
Well, before we wrap things up this evening, why don't we give one more thanks to our sponsors tonight. Court Trust Bank, Arts Body Shop, Marin Beal, Insurance of Selby, Battle Healthcare, First State Bank of Roscoe, Drake's Place in Battle, Uptown Market of Selby, and also Calc's Meat Market, Double M Crop Insurance, Turner Drug, Dakota Country Store, Campbell County Bank and Insurance of Harriet, and also Dale's Building Supplies, AP Express, Rock Tough, Thorstenson Trucking of Selby, Ken's Food Fair, Roscoe Hardware, Harriet Concrete, and also Dakota Insurance Solutions, Shorty's One Stop of Selby, Seed Solutions of Roscoe, Bank West, and Montana Dakota Utilities. For Dave Williams, Daniel Peterson in the studio, special shout-out to him, and myself, Dustin Stortzum. That's going to do it for our coverage here in Battle this evening. Harriet Selby, 62, North Central, 22. Thank you for listening to tonight's coverage on 100.7 FM KMLO.